By the year 1796, the French Republic had been at war with a coalition of European monarchies for 3 years, during which time the fortunes of its armies had waxed and waned, even as the government in Paris had struggled to establish a firm foundation. In March of 96, with the formation of an executive body known as the Directory, French strategists abandoned a largely defensive posture in favor of an aggressive war plan designed to stabilize the country's borders by carrying the fighting deep into enemy territory. It was a plan well suited to the newly appointed commander of the Army of Italy, General Bonaparte, who, with an ambition to match that of the Republic itself, set out to drive the combined forces of Austria and Sardinia out of northern Italy. Driving a wedge between the enemy armies north of Savona, Bonaparte scored early successes at Montenot and Dago, and by the end of April had cleared Piedmont of both enemy armies. Moving quickly in pursuit, he was soon across the Po at Valenza and Piacenza, forcing the Austrian commander Boileau to scramble farther eastward to protect his line of communications. On May 10th, having chased the enemy as far as the river Adda, General Bonaparte led an inspired charge across a key bridge at Lodi, in an episode that would become part of a growing legend surrounding his name. Next, following a brief respite in which the French occupied Milan, Bonaparte continued to pursue the enemy down the Po Valley, eventually forcing Boileau from the line of the Mincio and laying siege to the fortress city of Mantua. Here, with his own line of communications now vulnerable, he paused to consolidate his remarkable gains.